Welcome back. This is the Bunch of Casuals podcast where we talk about everything casually, of course. And today's episode is going to be pretty interesting because obviously it's still getting broadcast on these different podcast platforms. But this episode will be the second episode on the YouTube channel. I'm going to do like an introduction type episode. But this is going to be the second episode that's officially on the YouTube channel, Bunch of Casuals. It might be kind of hard to find, but that's going to be the place we're going to upload episodes and may do other things that's not necessarily episode related, but it's still a casual conversation or a casual topic to talk about. You know, maybe I'm feeling kind of giddy and want to talk about how YouTube boxing is a mind fuck. So, you know, when I get bored, but, we got a prior guest, as always. You guys heard him before. He is back, and Anime Sage. So, introduce yourself, my man.
Hello, it's Anime Sage. If you haven't seen the past couple episodes of this podcast, I would suggest you go check this out. But if you have, if you've seen those, you're pretty familiar with me already. And just by the topic of what we're talking about, you guys are definitely going to be very interested in this topic because, oh boy, we got a lot to talk. I have a lot to say about this type of topic, especially for someone who likes talking about financial stuff. I'm not a financial advisor. I will make that very clear, but I do know a bit about the financial side and how to save money and the basics of that.
Yeah, I'm not a financial advisor either, so you know, we're just gonna be talking about the topic. You can just listen for entertainment, or that's it. That's on you. That's the only thing you're gonna do here. Listen for entertainment. You're not gonna do anything about else. I'm not liable for anything you do, and nor is Sage. So
yep.
Before we get into it, I did see, like, if I see something, like, an interesting, like, icebreaker thing, whether it's a current, well, I guess there is a current event. So we could talk about the current event or the question. I'm probably just going to talk about the current event. You know, I think that's best because it's a current event. I can ask the question some other time. And I think the current event I want to bring up that's kind of trending on Twitter, I don't even know if it's legit or not, is the new leaks, spoilers with the Attack on Titan additional pages. Have you heard about
I heard about that. I've been trying to catch up to the Attack on Titan manga for a bit. I haven't like checked out the leaks yet.
I'm not gonna spoil you. Don't worry, I'm not gonna spoil you. So you can come up with your own opinions by the time you finish it. But my biggest thing is like in regards to those leaks, for one, there is nothing to say those are true leaks. It's just like people are so ready to jump on anything that they don't. This is like not even only towards like this Attack on Titan stuff. It's like to media and news in general. People don't do their due diligence to verify if the information and the source is valid. Most people don't do that, which is kind of ridiculous. So, I mean, if these leaks are true, then it is what it is. I care about writing good writing more so than getting the perfect ending. Like if it's written well, even though I don't like how it ends, I'll still be fine with it. But yeah, people are already talking a lot of crap.
I feel like it comes off of the heels of like how Attack on Titan ended had its other ending come out. Well, these are getting like 8 additional pages from what I know. But it's like, I feel like people are just ready to shit on Attack on Titan at that point, just based off the feeling that I've seen at this point in time, right? Because I'm getting into the franchise and whatever, and it's just like people were very split on the ending, and people who probably didn't like Attack on Titan probably were just seeming at the opportunity to shit on it, right?
Exactly. I personally did enjoy the ending. I thought it made sense. I'm not gonna say it was the perfect ending, but I think the ending did its job very well. If you look at it very critically, obviously, if you look at it emotionally, some people might feel a different type of way because it's not the most emotionally, you know, precise ending, you know, but there is some critical elements that did make sense. And like, I agree with you that at the end of the day, people who hate the series are going to jump on it, but people who, didn't get what they wanted are also going to defect, because I'm sure you've heard the statement quite often, the closest thing to hate is love, and the closest thing to love is hate. So that's people flip-flop so easily, bro. It's kind of crazy.
It's, yeah, I know. It's like really, it's really corny too. It's just corny. At the end of the day, those people are just going to approach it that way, I guess. I mean, I feel bad for a guy like Isayama, who's just probably going to be, he's getting like trashed and shit and whatever. It's like, the guy put it, based on what I know, the guy put in a lot of work into that manga, and based off of like quotes, he seems like a really cool guy. And he's just gotten like slandered and shit over the years, and now he has like people, some within his own community, some outside the community, just like shitting all over him. It's just kind of crazy.
I will say this, that any series that's popular is gonna, gets that slander when their series ends. Like, you never, to this day, I still can't really think of a series that was, had a whole lot of popularity from, you know, beginning to end, but by the time it ends, people were all happy. Now, most of the time, there's going to be a good vocal minority that just spreads a lot of hate. Like Naruto, people were just unhappy. Bleach, people were unhappy. What are some other examples? Mm-hmm. I mean, Tokyo Ghoul, people didn't really talk about the manga ending that much. So like, when it has a pretty good ending, people don't talk about it, but people were quick to trash the anime, like constantly. Like, people say the anime is so bad. Like, people just love fueling more hate. And then when One Piece ends, I feel
like
it's
gonna happen. One Piece.
It's gonna happen to One Piece. It's gonna happen to Oda of all people. So yeah, it is what it is. It is what it is. I'm gonna purchase the final volume myself, the special edition. It'll be the first manga I've ever purchased ever. But it's Attack on Titan. This is my baby, bro. I love Attack on Titan.
I actually have the first four volumes myself, and I'm looking to get the other volumes, but I couldn't get part two.
I'm probably going to just, you know, get the final and then start from the beginning. So I'll get the final, then start getting, try to look for the first one. But I'm kind of like, when is it dropping? When is it time to purchase? Because I want to purchase it as soon as it comes out, bro.
I just get like these like jitters every time, because like if I buy something out of order, it just drives me crazy.
No, I feel that. The only reason why is obviously, you know, I'm already caught up. So in your case, obviously doing it from where you're starting makes a lot of sense. But I'm gonna get the ending because it's a special edition. If there was no extra content, I would have started from volume one.
Nah, I do the same thing for like MHA and like Naruto too. Because if I like buy something again out of order, it's just like, especially since I have 182 volumes now, it just would drive me crazy.
Yeah, bro. But this will be my first volume, so hey, we're back in the business.
Hey,
back in it. Also, I got, you know, real quick tangent before we get to the main topic, but this is my first time ever buying like anime type. I wouldn't say anime type clothing, and I got the Akatsuki hoodie. I think that's pretty common. That thing's fire.
Yo, I've been looking to cop that for a bit. Let me know how it feels.
Oh, for sure. Although some of the clothing's not coming till June, but some of it still it is coming. So I got like some Attack on Titan and some Naruto, because those had the best designs. Like, there was the one Naruto one that was like Minato's kind of cloak color scheme. So, I'm all for it. That's some really good clothing. So that should be dope when it pops in. Get some sweatpants, get a hoodie, best type. So, you know, good business, good business. All right. With that said, today's main topic is, like you guys heard earlier, we're going to be talking about, you know, money. We're going to be talking about mostly how a lot of very famous, popular, growing to be very wealthy individuals, such as athletes or celebrities or musical artists, end up losing a lot of their money, and why they kind of lose a lot of their money. And it was Sage's idea, so I'll let him kind of, you know, start everything up.
Yeah, so the origin of this topic for me for a long time was, like, first off, when I was, like, back in high school, I think, I learned something that kind of was I saw, like, this one article talking about, like, athletes that are broke and stuff like that. And it was like one of those like lists. But then I saw one name catch my eye as a Philadelphia Eagles fan. That was Terrell Owens, and it was and he was broke. And then a couple years later, I heard that Adrian Peterson was also in his own financial troubles. Then I started watching this YouTuber named Spencer Cornelia in his series about athletes going broke series, and I was pretty intrigued by that. So I watched that a lot, and I watched that a bit religiously to this day. And it was pretty interesting to watch those type of videos, because what people don't understand is that these athletes can easily go broke. Like, it doesn't matter how much money they have, they will find a they can find a way to go broke if they're not managing their money properly. And that's the thing that bothers me the most, because I don't like it when people waste an opportunity like that, or an opportunity like that goes waste that allows you to essentially make the lives of your family and everyone else change your lives forever. Because I know if I had that money, I would be holding on to that to dear life. But it also just comes down to like a bit of understanding as well, because there are definitely other factors as well to how someone can go broke within a couple of years.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree. And one thing that is I feel like people should understand is kind of a difference that I'm sure a lot of people know is, obviously there's one when you're just spending frivolously and and you're spending like that and not really thinking about where you're spending and just, you know, doing it for luxuries and, you know, that type of lifestyle, versus, you know, you're in a business and you just go like bankrupt. You know, you put your money in a certain place, but you failed in your investments, or you just lost a lot of money due to, you know, whatever's going on, whether it's something serious with the country, such as stock market, or just you as an individual businessman, who really knows. But the difference between losing money in those two aspects, and for the people who lost money due to, you know, either a poor decision or just, you know, life, those people at the same time still can make their money back and still will make their money back. It's just like those people, you know, people like, you know, I know a lot of people hate him. The dude knows how to make money. Donald Trump. Dude went bankrupt like more than once, but he's still a very, very wealthy individual for a reason. Versus, versus like the people you said, like there's some of those athletes that never get back to that kind of situation ever again. Lost of opportunity, like you said. So, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like people will always just let people always want to like talk about that type of stuff, and like obviously I always want to like talk about, you know, well, you can't do this to go broke and whatever. And like, yeah, you definitely made a decent example there, because yeah, imagine, because you've gone going bankrupt like that many times and still find a way to make money is a very good accomplishment for anyone. But the fact is that not a lot of athletes don't know how to get that money back, because they're either not investing well, they're spending way too frivolously, like they're getting their second contract, because I know that's a big issue. I know that Dwayne Haskins in his first year in the league was probably spending like upwards of almost $2 million off of a $4 million, because his $8 million contract was getting cut in half due to taxes. And he paid $500,000 in tax, which is crazy to me. But when people, one of the big factors is that a lot of athletes do spend frivolously because they expect that second contract that usually comes with being like a first round pick or something like that. When that normally will not happen. That it like the NFL's average lifespan is like 3 to 4 years. You're not going to be an exception here, and you got to be very careful of how you spend that money. But people act like they are getting that second contract and they just go broke within a couple of years. It's just crazy to me. But it happens.
Yeah, that's actually a very interesting point, is that I can see that happening. So my biggest thing is, you know, when I have a lot of different conversations, is trying to understand the perspective, whether you agree with it or not, just at the very least trying to understand that their kind of point of view. And the unfortunate circumstance, well, I guess unfortunate is not really the right word, but the thing that you have to consider is that these people who are going into the professional sports such as the NFL, those people are young. Like, they really don't know what they're doing. They really haven't experienced life. Like, their life experience is probably mostly associated with them just playing the sport and becoming an absolute, like, beast at the sport to the point where they can get drafted into the professional leagues. Like,
yeah.
I will say that a lot of them do need that guidance, and that's, you know, for a lot of these athletes, especially younger athletes, that's why a very close friend or, you know, family are very essential. There are a few of them that are naturally just very smart or just really just know how to handle money. And those few, you know, last, of course. But even, like, agents will help you, especially if they see the great potential. Like, I'm sure, like, when Kobe and LeBron came in the league, they really knew, yeah, this guy's making money. We have to make sure he's good forever. Like, they'll do everything for you to kind of teach you the ropes and everything. But like you said, the average athlete, average is really not the right word, but these are average athletes in their own profession. Yeah, they don't have, it seems like, I get it, they're young and everything. You know, they may not have the right know-how. I mean, how many people just automatically go from an average to below average kind of income status to I'm one of the richest people in the area? You know what I'm saying?
It's like a lottery ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're kind of built. All right, what would you say? Would you say you should, like, be considering what it's like to be very wealthy, even though you're not wealthy, but you're building yourself to be wealthy?
I would say that I could consider their position in wanting to buy stuff that makes them happy. But I think that my only response to that would that you have to hold that off if you know you're getting a second contract. And I would also find assets that actually make you money. Something like a $100,000 watch doesn't make you money and can depreciate over time. A car, a brand new car like a Bentley, is not, that's like $250,000. That can make you happy temporarily, yes, but not when it depreciates in value and you have to sell that car off one day. So that's like, I can understand the perspective of wanting to buy certain things that makes you happy. Like, I might not find value in like paintings or something like that, but some people do, and it might help their feng shui. But certain other things, like, again, cars, watches and shit, I can't see a full value in until you're sure that you're going to have enough money coming in. But sometimes people think that they will and they're not prepared for it.
No, I honestly don't even think that they consider that they're going to get a lot of money, because that type of mindset is not even exclusive to professional athletes. Like, the military is the same way. The moment these young, you know, young adults, I really can't call them kids, but young adults, you know, older, I mean, you can call them kids if you want. You call a 17-year-old, 18-year-old kid, that's up to you. But these type of individuals, they will join the military. And all of a sudden, they definitely are not getting the professional athlete checks, especially once they're starting, but they don't have to pay for anything. They don't have to pay for food, have to pay for housing, not have to pay for anything. They're just getting money to train, do their job, you know, very, you know, not simple, not easy, but it's simple in how they are living life. So they're just getting money fed into their account while they themselves don't need to do anything at all. And because of that, they think that money is endless, you know, that they think that money is just going to be there. And they just start spending money on things that they think is going to make them happy, such as, like you said, cars, you know, fancy jewelry, tattoos. That's a huge one. A lot of people go nuts with tattoos. But yeah, it's the same thing, because it's like, and what would you say? Because I have my own thoughts. What would you say is really kind of the reason why these not kids but young adults come into this type of mindset, you know, going into these type of professions where they don't need anything, but they're getting, you know, they're just getting money to just do their job.
So the question would be, like, so could you repeat that again?
Why do you think these people, you know, do these type of things? You know, if they're in those type of situations, whether they're getting a lot of money or just not having to pay any bills.
I think, again, like, it just comes from thinking that money's endless at the end of the day, like you just said. But I also think that with, like, if you're, again, like, either in the military or if you're a professional athlete or any profession that can give you a free lottery ticket, and you don't have to really learn any financial literacy along the way, you could learn financial literacy if you're an athlete, but you know, you'd also hire a financial advisor. But another thing that, another mindset is that, again, like, I'm young. Like, if I come into a lot of endless money and I don't have to do anything, I just have all this money, I'm thinking to myself, oh shoot, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, shit, shit. I can get all this money and I can, like, spend on everything I ever wanted in life. Hey, 182 volumes of manga. Hey, I can do that. Well, even though that's part of my job, but like, anyways, like, oh, I could buy all the games I wanted. I could buy the car I've always wanted. I can buy this. Again, like, people will have that are just looking for something that's temporary, and I think that it comes down to people being a bit too materialistic at times for things like that. But they think that a lot of that stuff and a lot of that mindset, again, if you're young and you're not fully educated on financial literacy, you're going to go crazy with that money, and you're going to come in with that mindset that, hey, it's gonna, it, I'm gonna have I, that money is gonna be coming in, it's gonna be rolling in, and I'm once that first check hits, oh my god, let's go, I'm gonna buy me some new shoes, and it's like, bye bye money, because once that supply runs out, goodbye.
Yeah, exactly, and I'm definitely kind of like what I'm thinking at this point is you have to consider that there is kind of like a way to be cool, quotation marks, and there's a different way in terms of, you know, whatever, you know, obviously music brings out, you know, certain types of things, great, get the great car, get all this jewelry, get all these tattoos, you know, go to parties, you know, movies, TV, media in general, your favorite athlete, your favorite star, a lot of them kind of do a lot of these things. And even YouTubers and people in the anime community, they'll, you know, they kind of embody a certain type of lifestyle. That's why I definitely appreciate the YouTubers that don't flaunt their money, that are very humble in what they're doing and trying to teach a little bit more of a, you know, not, yes, I do this and I'm on the computer every day, but I'm not like super materialistic to the point where I need all these crazy things. I just need the things that I need, and, you know, some extra stuff, you know, I'll treat myself here and there, but I don't need that to live life and be happy. And
yeah,
that's a huge thing, of course. And like you said, at the end of the day, they think that this is going to be making them happy, of course. But, you know, it's just a wrong message is being sent at a very young age at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah, especially, like, when you have, like, a lot of people, basically, like, a lot of stuff that goes around saying that, hey, you need to buy this and shit like that, and you think about, like, hey, I've always wanted to buy all these luxury items since growing up, and people think that being materialistic is a sign of success, but it really is not. It really is not. In fact, it can put you into debt. Living a rich life is expensive. That's why I would say live more frugal, or I guess in my words, live broke. Live like you're broke.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even have to go that far. You could just live like a casual life at the end of the day. I mean, a lot of people see it, you know, mostly in America, because, like, in other countries where they are intertwined with politics, that They're those type of people that have an endless supply of money. Like, they control their country. Like, they're intertwined with their politics. Like, they have endless supply of money. But, you know, obviously for, you know, situations with, like, capitalism where you make your own money and everything, the millionaires, the most wealthiest people, like, a lot of those people look like normal everyday people. They ain't doing anything crazy. They ain't trying to look anything fancy. They're not trying to look like a king, a queen, princess, whatever. they look like another normal person, you know. You know, they don't spend a lot of money, but they never really need to at the end of the day. You know, sometimes you can spend and have a really nice house, you know, vacation spot. Do that. You have that money. That's your money. But, you know, overextending yourself, doing all this extra stuff, really ain't helping you. And really ain't helping, you know, the people who are kind of, see you as a role model for the most part. So, yeah. It's crazy because there's really no answer. There's no solution because the media will always be there. People will always act this way. I mean, it's getting like even more prevalent with TikTok and YouTube. You know, even younger and younger people are living these crazy lives that all these other people are envious of, you know, and they want to do the same thing that these young people are probably not even doing anything right with now this newfound fame and money. They're just, you know, just doing their own thing, got all this money and just going crazy what they know. So there's really no answer to it. It's just like at the end of the day, you just have to make sure you have those outlets, those people around you to kind of make sure you're doing everything justice. Those special individuals who know how to handle money, know the importance of money. Those people will exist, but I would say the majority are everybody we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's majority. I wouldn't say like a heavy majority. I'd probably say like a third, actually. I don't think a majority is the right word. Actually, it might be. I actually don't look at these statistics, so maybe I'm right.
I think you'd have to like do a bit of research on that.
Yeah, but for a fact, I do know literally almost every person that I've met have told me this, but people constantly do this. When they join the military, they always buy a new car and get married. Even though people tell them not to do that, they get married for the benefits and they buy an expensive car. So in the military, that's a majority for sure.
Yeah. I think that people do know that there's always do know financial literacy, and those people again will survive, but again, those other people are just going to be in those weird positions. I think the only thing that you are going to the only thing you're going to have to do to combat is just to educate people, but even that's not going to be enough. So there isn't just, again, like you said, there isn't like a straightforward solution to this entire thing. So you're going to see more and more of those stories of how like this athlete went broke, this musician went broke, or all these other stories. You're going to see a lot of those over time. But just remember again that, like you said, you got to have the right people around you to tell you, do not buy this. Do not buy this. It's not going to help you. And it's not going to do anything for you. And if that's the case, and if true friends, and of course, and even then, even if you try to find friends, some of them will just be like yes men. Like some of them will be like yes men, be like, yes, you can do this, you can spend this on me, please. Like some of them will try to get on your good side too. And that's where a lot of people get into bad situations, where that when you surround yourself with yes men and stuff like that, it's just like, it's just disastrous. It can cause a massive decline too. Oh, Not even just like in music, but just like in life in general. Life, yes men are just horrible.
Oh yeah, yes men. Yeah. You gotta make sure who you should. I mean, it's easy to say you should know who your true friends are, but people are just not that smart. So it is what it is. But another good point is the fact that what could be done that could help, which is not necessarily an answer, but it is a teeter to the right direction, is actually teaching this in schools, bro. Like, I know that there is some financial classes, quotation marks, in school, but those are electives, exactly. It's like, if I'm a student, like, if English, math, social studies, all that, if those are electives, then I'll be looking at the funnest classes, you know, but we have to take math, English, social studies, and whatever, because they're forced upon, and deservingly so. Kids don't know any better. So, I mean, there are some tweaks to here and there, but I'm just saying, like, kids don't know any better. Don't ask them for their opinion. In terms of that. All right, I'm going in a rabbit hole. Anyway, so my point is that that is one of those classes that actually help. That is actually important. Like that I have so many issues with the education system personally, but that's a whole rant. But
I have my own issues. Financial literacy. I mean, the only class out of the entire thing I think should be mandatory is history, but that's just because I guess I'm a history nerd. But also, I have the belief that if you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat the past. But that's just me, I guess.
I think all the most important subjects should be mandatory, but the levels you need to get shouldn't be where it's at. Like, there's a lot of things that is very important for a person growing up, and that's experience. You won't really know that you love science until you experience science. You won't know if you love math until you experience math, and so on and so on. But it shouldn't be a mandatory thing to take this amount of science classes, take all the way to like calculus or pre-cal and math. Like that is where now I start having issues for sure.
And, like, people don't, there's fully, like, I know that people, like to meme about algebra. There are going to be times where you will use algebra, actually. But the problem is that, like, I don't know if people don't like algebra, I don't think they should be taking, like, an algebra 2 class or whatever, right? Or, like, something else like that. Like, if they didn't do well in that class, why should they take, like, another algebra class after that? Or, like, or if they didn't like it. It's just kind of wears me out. But if the people were able to teach businesses and whatever, I would say that people would be a little more educated on financial shit, especially since, again, one of the main prospects of education is, you know, to prepare people for the real world. And I think knowing how to manage your financials is definitely important. That's just my opinion.
Oh, no, I completely agree. At the end of the day. You know, but yeah, the education system is a whole topic entirely, you know, eventually, yeah. You know, that will be an episode later on down the line, but, to kind of continue with the, topic in hand, we talked about like a lot of young adults, coming into, you know, situations where they get a lot of money or they don't have to pay certain things and have just money flowing into their account for the first time ever in their life. Very immature, a lot of them tend to be very unintelligent. No matter what you guys, people need to realize that just because they're a celebrity does not mean they know anything. They just know how to do what they're doing.
Yeah.
So don't think that these people are geniuses. Don't think these are like, just they might be able to obtain a lot of knowledge throughout their experiences, but by no means are these celebrities guaranteed to be very smart. That is not a thing. Let's talk about, like, obviously the older individuals that may retire or leave their profession. Like, they're pretty good up until they left their profession, and then the moment they left their profession, retired, especially these very famous ones that we were talking about earlier, and then they lost all their money due to poor decisions. You know, let's dive into that a little bit. So,
yeah,
go ahead. Go for it.
So when you're an athlete and you retire, you might get a bit of a honeymoon phase, but you're going to feel like shit because you're not doing shit anymore. So, and also after that, you got to find ways to maintain that extravagant lifestyle that you have been living for years. Because if you've been getting all that veteran money and you're able to like save up and still keep your money at that point, you now have to find a new way to maintain it. And guess what? A lot of the times when I'm talking about some of these stories, athletes do not have successful business ventures. Sometimes they try to invest, but they don't invest in the right places. They probably are investing in like their friends' big idea, and it just gets unfortunately. They lose all their money off of that, and it puts them into a bit of a financial hole. And also, there could also be a divorce. That's a big one, because sometimes you see athletes go for a divorce and they lose like half of their money. It's like, what did Eddie Murphy say? Half. half. Like, they're gonna take half of your money.
Yeah, and that, yeah, that's a very interesting thing, because, like, a lot of, the moment you start getting money, you're gonna start getting benefits, like, military too, athletes too, celebrities too, they very quick to get in a very serious relationship, tend to be very quick to get married, because obviously the partner wants to get married, they want to get everything, but what do you,
gold digger.
Hey, it could be the other way around, just to be fair. what do you feel? How do you feel about prenups?
Prenups. Well, I guess I'm gonna quote a Kanye West line here. Holla, we want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah.
I'm kind of like 50-50 with it though, cause like, depending on the circumstance.
Yeah.
Like, I you should never imagine you getting into a relationship where a prenup is on the table. It's something you're considering. Like, what kind of relationship is that where you need a prenup, though?
To be fair, I feel like you should be able to protect your money so you don't lose half your money as well. On the other hand, like, you have, there should, but at the same time, I do understand where you're coming from, because you should have at least a bit of trust in the partner, but unfortunately you never know over time. And even if you have like a successful, like 10 years of a part with your partner, it might not last and you're going to lose half of your money. Like, also let's look at like Jeff Bezos. He like probably, isn't he like going for like, didn't he already go for like a summit where he lost half his money? Like,
I mean, I get that, but at the same time, right? Logically speaking, obviously it logically makes sense. But if you go into a relationship or go into a marriage, what is obviously, like I mentioned before, those people who get in a marriage very young are doing it for logic reasons more so than the right L word, which is love, right? They're not going in it thinking about, oh yeah, this is the person I want to be with forever. They're going to the person like, yeah, this is gonna have a lot of benefits, this should be good for me, you know, we get to live in military housing, we get this and that, obviously these tax benefits, dependent benefits, all that good stuff. If you're going into like thinking in that vein, then obviously a prenup makes sense, because you don't care about love in the first place. But if you are like absolutely infatuated with the person, I don't see like how prenup is even on your mind. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even thinking about, oh, what if shouldn't be on your mind, right? It's one of those emotional situations that don't need logic, in my opinion.
Yeah, I know, but because again, you theoretically should be infatuated with someone, but, and like, here's my thing. If you like build a business together, and you like build and you go, you give her half. Like, if you like were broke going into a relationship, you definitely shouldn't be thinking about a prenup at that point. Especially since they would be, especially if they helped out with the business a lot. But like, that was like something that Eddie Murphy was talking about. But like, if you like entered the relationship broke and the other person's wealthy, like, I don't know. Again, like getting into those relationships is just definitely like not great, especially if you lose half.
I get that. I feel like a lot of those relationships tend to be more of like a pleasure thing than anything else.
Yeah,
it's very hard for you to kind of fall for someone when you guys are just two different levels. Like, sorry, not sorry, but it is what it is. Like, people who are celebrities usually probably would fare better with another celebrity for those type of reasons at the end of the day. Because you never know. I mean, it's not that you never know. It's just it'll never be, you know, you'll never kind of be on the same level, so to speak. So those issues will always be there. But yeah, at the end of the day, you know, my thing is, like, eventually, my thing is, I'm not really a fan of, like, a lot of the kind of, you know, getting married and divorce type of situations. Like, if I'm getting married, I'm getting married one time and one time only is my kind of want, right? That's like,
no, I agree with that, right? In the same way.
So signing a prenup definitely indicates that there's a possibility that this is not it. So if it's not it, then I wouldn't get married in the first place. Like,
yeah.
That's my entire thing. Like, you should know. I know. I mean, I'm having a lot of faith in the people that should know, but you should know if this is the person or not. Think about it. But a lot of people don't. So, you know, empty words.
Yeah, if I'm, like, interested in the money, if the thing is, again, like, I should know who's the one at that point, and if I'm choose the person, and I know they're not gonna fuck me over later down the line, and I know I'm infatuated with this person enough to marry them, like, I'm gonna be married one time. And, like, the last thing I want to go for is a divorce, especially as a Christian, and also as, like, someone who grew up in, like, a fatherless home. Like, I'm not doing that shit. I'm not going for, like, a divorce shit where I lose custody of my kids. But off of that topic, it's, like, I was just, like, I can't, like, imagine, again, like, myself, like, doing that myself. Because, again, I would like to be married, and I understand that completely. I completely agree with you that if you are in fact with a person, then you shouldn't be signed a prenup.
Yeah, but, yeah, I'm like, I get why you would do it. And there's a lot of logic behind doing it at the end of the day, especially if you're going to be the only one working. There's a lot of logic behind doing it. But, yeah, there's just, like, there's so much implications beyond logic at that point. So it's just like, it's a very weird type of thing to think about. And yeah, also kind of like you said about people who, you know, are out of retirement and they don't have money coming in, but they're still very, very wealthy at the end of the day. Like, they could also still just be getting money off of contracts that they signed prior and just got money coming in, but they're not actively making money. And unfortunately, like you said, a lot of people don't know how to turn that money into money that makes itself. They have people that are ready to kind of screw them over or not really helping them, or have that lady or male come over and take your money. Just a lot of bad decisions. You know, I'm not actively in the, you know, I don't have to do all this hard work anymore. I can just party. But at the end of the day, it's like, you get bored of that too, right?
Yeah. Like, that's not going to fill you with purpose at all, like, over time. Like, it'll give you a bit of a dopamine effect, but no, it's not going to happen for long.
Yeah, there's something to, like, working, at the very least, doing a job that you enjoy. Like, obviously, you don't have to do just any job, but, like, someone like Paul Pierce, like, one of the greatest players, and you think he really needed to work at that point? Unless he did something and lost all his money, which I'm not aware of, but Paul Pierce is one of those people that don't need to work after he's done with his career, but he's working still, you know? So
there's, he just wants to find some purpose, I guess, right?
Yeah. And then obviously once he got tired of it, he, you know, did that thing on IG Live, and, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, he just did something, was still actively making money, still gaining a lot of new experiences, and, yeah, people just don't know how to take advantage of opportunities appropriately.
Opportunity be knocking, and then I waste it.
Right.
That was an old song from the 2K17 soundtrack.
Oh, man, 2K. But that's also another thing, like you said, lottery tickets. People who lose lottery tickets, you'll never see them actually do something with that money properly.
No, yeah, like, there's only, like, a couple examples here and there. There's, like, that one guy who turned his, like, $200 million into $1 billion because, like, but that guy was actually knew what he was doing. A lot of lottery winners are just, like, lottery is, like, a tax on stupid people and also the poor. It's known as that for a reason.
Yeah, bro, I mean, yeah, there's the obvious cash grab. Like, you get all these people signed up for the lottery. Yeah, there's a lot of money to make in the lottery. It's a very smart thing to do, especially considering, you know, those people are just going to put all that money back into the economy. So,
yeah,
it's kind of hilarious if you really think about it. But I'm not going to lie, I don't do the lottery, but, you know, if I have a few dollars, you know, I'll do get like a dollar scratch off. That's probably what the most I'll do. Personally,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't hurt, just a few dollars on the side. But Is there anything else that you think we're kind of missing that we kind of didn't dive into?
Well, there is like the musical artist part of things, which is like some people just like don't know what the word advanced means because oh boy, people get screwed out of that horribly. Oh boy. And like they're like the musical artists don't really invest. Like why, you wanna know why Jay-Z ain't broke? He did a lot of the same things a lot of like rappers do, but he also is constantly investing. A lot of rappers don't do that.
Yeah, and he's constantly using his money to make money. Like a lot of things that a lot of, you know, different things rappers do obviously is, you know, start their own brand. Obviously, Beats by Dr. Dre is one example. Obviously, starting your own, you know, label. All that type of stuff is still doing what you love, but doing it your way and using your money to make yourself money at the end of the day. Not only do you make yourself money, but you kind of build more so on who you are. And, yeah, but a lot of people just don't consider that. Like people like Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, Diddy, very intelligent people who do that type of stuff.
Yeah, and like they're never gonna go broke. But and then you got like all these like young kids out there who just like flex, like pumping guys, and they're gonna go broke obviously because they're trying to keep up their brand, and now Pump is irrelevant.
Oh yeah, I haven't heard from him, and yeah, even like. Also, if you kind of set yourself up in a certain way, like, you're going to close yourself out of opportunities. Obviously, if you're big enough, like 6ix9ine, you know, you could just do something, you know, bring in a lot of money. But you know how many things that Eminem and Snoop Dogg can do just because of who they are? You
know? Yeah.
like, people call them up, hey, do you want to be an announcer at this event and we'll pay you this amount of money? Hey, do you want to be in this movie? We'll pay you this amount of money. Like, yeah, it's nobody wants that from a person like, you know, Lil Pump.
No. Yeah, no, who's listening to Lil Pump nowadays? Like, man, I haven't listened to a Lil Pump track in a while. Like, he just like fell off hard.
Yeah, and then there was another one who's kind of big for a while. He was like, him and 6ix9ine were kind of coming up. I forgot who the other guy that was.
Lil Yachty? No, that was 2016.
Nah. He was another kind of like Caucasian looking dude. With a lot of tattoos.
Wait, Smoke Perp?
No.
Wait, no. That was with Pump.
No, there was someone else. It's not coming to me. Completely forgot. But yeah,
the only white dude I know is like Young Gravy or something like that, but nah.
I don't even know who that is, not gonna lie. Don't even know.
I would listen to some of his stuff. It's pretty funny. Or actually, it's pretty fun to listen to.
I got you. But yeah, a lot of the kind of things that, you know, people do that we kind of mention is obviously people, they'll go and invest, you know, invest in certain things. A lot of things to invest to. Like, and even though invest is one word, there's so many branches to investing that you probably won't even consider, whether it's investing in crypto, whether it's investing in real estate, investing in stocks, investing into other people's businesses. Yeah, bro, you gotta make sure you're doing your due diligence. And I think this is mostly an issue, though, for people who just come into money. Like, people who long-term build their money, I don't really see them having these type of issues. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Because, like, they actually earn that shit. But when, again, you're given a lottery ticket, you're kind of fucked over.
I mean, I wouldn't even say, like, joining the military or, you know, becoming a celebrity or actor or a professional athlete's a lottery ticket. Like, there's a lot that obviously has to go right, but it's a lot from what you're capable of doing. So I won't necessarily call that a lottery ticket. Maybe a lottery ticket in life that puts you in this direction, but like I wouldn't consider it exactly the same.
Would you call it the genetic lottery or no?
No,
or
like no, because there's a lot of very like gifted athletes that just either don't want to be an athlete or just don't get that opportunity because they don't work as hard. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, like Kelvin Benjamin.
Oh, man, he's the name I completely forgot about. But, like, at the end of the day, you know, I know a lot of people were very athletic, but never worked as hard as this person, like, you know, LeBron or Kobe. There is some Gen X that go into it. But most people are at the very least, like, 5'11", I think. No, I don't think that's true. I mean, I'm at least 5'11". And we got a lot of, you know, professional athletes that are 5'11", that's in the NFL or NBA. For people who are under 5'11", then I guess I can feel you there. But, hey, you can still be an actor under 5'11", so that's not, there you go.
I mean, I could be the next Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, yeah, or you could do that. Be the next Isaiah Thomas. Be the next Muggsy Bogues.
Just a lot of hard work that goes into it. You really have that passion.
Yeah, but sometimes, again, like, you just gotta, like, look at all these other factors as well, because you also gotta work, you also not only have to work hard, but you also have to work smart, because working smart and working hard are definitely two different things. You gotta be efficient with that work, too.
Yeah. I will say that things that come naturally for some people, that, you know, are given the lottery ticket, definitely have, you know, issues if they're just naturally like that and didn't really have to work that hard to be like that. The people who don't understand hard work and dedication, those people tend to have a lot of issues for sure. Those people, because a lot of people who are like super talented, super gifted, have more, issues than obviously the people who kind of grew up dedicating themselves to their craft and evolving from there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I completely agree. It's again like why I had to put in that long term work, and if you're ever given that gift, you got to be hold on to that gift as hard as you can, because it could slip away.
Exactly, and you know, you have some of those younger individuals that, you know, listening to things such as this, taking in and absorbing the information, absorbing the knowledge, and really making something of themselves. And you definitely, you know, good things that you have some good role models out there. People like, you know, LeBron James, with everything that I say about his fan base, which is trash. Sorry, not sorry. You know, people like Kobe, like you said, people like Jay-Z, people who just really know what they're doing and doing things right, whether doing things right for themselves and, you know, their community as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You always gotta find ways to give back as well. It's like, you know, to give back what you can, and just like, you know, it'll make you feel good as well.
Also, like, you also have to consider that people, when you want to do something, when you have something you want to do, there is always a way to do something you enjoy and make money. Like, it's the opportunities to make money out of things is endless. So you're just not trying hard enough at that point to kind of find it and how to utilize it. It's tough to say, but it is the truth.
Yeah.
Bro. Yeah, imagine, like, the people who were, who really wanted to, you know, do their due diligence and start investing in crypto a long time ago. Yeah, they're living rich now. Put a dollar in crypto, put $50 in crypto. Smoking. Now he's a millionaire. Got it crazy.
Smoking that crypto money pack or whatever. They got that already going good.
Yeah. Hey, there's a lot of opportunities out there today. And if you are taking advantage of those opportunities, make it big, always consider kind of what you're doing, not just doing stuff. But at the end of the day, the biggest thing is think before you do.
Before you act. Jeepers.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to buy that fancy house, Turn that into a B&B, bro.
Yeah.
Make yourself some money.
Look, invest in a couple stocks, turn that shit into a house.
Yeah, do that. Whether or not the stock market is crashing is a totally different story, but...
The market always goes up.
Kind of see. Anything else? Anything else you got?
I can't think of anything I would like to talk about at this point, so I think, because we talked a lot about this, so yeah, I think we're good.
All right. So, yeah, this episode we were just talking about, you know, hardship, a lot of these, you know, people come across and what they do and the kind of wrong mindset that they have when they're doing these type of things. So, hey, not everybody's like that, but I think a good enough percentage that are just squandering money, unfortunately. And if you win the lottery, you know what I'm saying? Don't forget to kind of think about it. Think about what you're going to do with the money. Hey, doesn't take, you only need like a certain amount to kind of live life kind of casual and still enjoy it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A million exactly. Into something. Just like, don't live a rich life. Just live, probably again, live like a casual life. Or again, as I would like to say, either live casual or live broke. Live broke or be frugal. Make sure you find, you just invest in assets that can make you money and you'll be set for life. Also maybe look into investing in stuff like a 401k or a Roth IRA so you can be set for retirement.
those are very important too. You know, invest for your future, invest into yourself. The best person you can always invest to, and the best thing to invest to is always yourself. It is what it is. So, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Of course, this will be the second official episode. First episode with a guest on the YouTube channel, of course. Hope you guys got something out of this. We'll catch you guys later. Peace out.
Bye.